Today's daf is daf gimel. So we got to the very top line where the Gemara says, Kasha the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, where there's a steer to what the shoot the Rabbi Meir was. Because on one hand, Rabbi Meir had said that the time of Shema is when the Adam come in to eat on Erev Shabbos, yet he said a different place that was the time of Tevila. So which one is it? So the Gemara answers, Trey Tanaya Liba the Rabbi Meir. There were two different opinions to what Rabbi Meir felt. Similarly, the Gemara says, Kasha the Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said two different things. One time he said, Zman Shema is the moment that you go into Truman a regular day. And the other time he had said it's the Zman of Kiddush and Erev Shabbos. So that's also a steer, to which the Gemara answers, again, Trey Tanaya Liba de Rabbi Eliezer. The two different opinions, two different accounts to what Rabbi Eliezer actually held. Ibai Zema, another answer is Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer. The Reisha is not Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer said it's Din, it was really referring to the Sof Zman, the end of Zman, but he wasn't really commenting on the beginning Zman when was presented the Mishnah, was presenting his Din. Okay. So Gemara now says, Ad Sof HaAshmur. We had in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Masechta, that the end of the recital of Shema is at the end of the first Ashmur. What does it mean, Ashmur? So Gemara wants to know. My Kasavar, we should know in the background that there are two opinions how the night was divided up. Was it divided up into four sections or three sections? Was it four sections and each Ashmur was 3 hours? Or was it broken up into three sections where each Ashmur was actually 4 hours? So I want to know, my Kasavar Rabbi Eliezer, what did Rabbi Eliezer hold? E Kasavar Shalosh Mishmaros, if it was really that, it was three different Mishmaros, meaning each one was 4 hours. Hava Laila, Lema Ad Arba Shalos. Let's suggest that each Ashmur is a total of 4 hours. The Ikasavar Arba, so in other words, why does he talk about Ashmuros? Why doesn't he say, how many hours could you say Shema? Say it's until 4 hours or until 3 hours. Why is he speaking about Ashmuros? What does Ashmuros even mean? So again, Ikasavar Shalosh Mishmaros, that the night is broke up into three Mishmaros, Havi Alayla. So Lema, why not just tell us Ad Arba Shalos, that you have 4 hours into the night to say Shema? The Ikasavar, if he held that Arba Mishmaros, that the nighttime is broken into four different sections, Havi Alayla, Lema Ad Shalosh Shalos. Let's suggest that he has 3 hours to say, why does he speak of Ashmuros? So Gemara answers, Li'olam Kasavar Shalosh Mishmaros. Really he held that there are three different sections of the night, Havi Alayla, V'hav Kamashman is teaching us, Zika Mishmaros Verkia, Zika Mishmaros Be'ara, to tell us there are different guards, different posts, different sections of the night in the Shemaim, in Rakia, and there are also different sections down here, Be'ara, on the ground. Dasani, the Brisa teaches us that Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer felt, Shalosh Mishmaros Havei Alayla, that Alayla consisted of three different sections. V'akol Mishmar Mishmar, and each Mishmar, Yoshua Kadosh Baruch Hu V'shoeg Ka'ari, Kadosh Baruch would sit, and he would roar like a lion. Shinamar, it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hashem Mimarum Yishag, from above, he calls out, he screams like a lion. Umimaon Kacha, from his abode, if you will, Yitain Kala, he gives his voice, Shaog Yishag al Naveh, he roars out like a lion. So we have the Lashon Shaog appear three times, which indicates that there are Shalosh Mishmaros. And the similar Davar, the simon to the indicator that each Mishmar is changing is as follows. Mishmar Rishona Chamar Noer, the donkey makes his sound. Hashnia, the second time, Klavim Tzak, and the dogs are screaming. And Shlishi, the third section, is Tinok Yonik Mishtei Imo, the child begins to nurse, the Isha Misaperes in Baila, and the wife begins to speak to her husband. There's a fascinating Rabbeinu Bechai. He says these three simanim line up with Chesed, Gvura, and Rachmim. He says the Indian of Chesed, the first time we see the Chamor mentioned, is in the context of Avram, who was the who stood for Chesed. So that first time of the night is a moment of Chesed. The second section, Klavim, the Gemara tells us when you hear dogs screaming, it means that the Maha Maves is in town. That's a reference to Din. And then when you have the third one of the Yonik Mishteimo, that's a reference to Rachmim, a mother gives her child. So then the Gemara goes on to say further. My Kachashim, Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer was talking about the three Mishmaros, we know there's the beginning of a Mishmar and the end of the Mishmar. So was he talking about the beginning of each Mishmar? That was the Simon? Or was he talking about the conclusion of each Mishmar? So my Kachashim, Rabbi Eliezer, do we say Itchilas Mishmaros Kachashiv? Is he referring to the beginning of each Mishmar? So if he's referring to that when the Chamor is Noah is the beginning of the first Mishmar and the Klavim and Tzakim is the beginning of the second Mishmar, so then Tchilas Mishmar Rishona Siman Olamali. Why do you have to have a Siman for the first Mishmar when the beginning of the first Mishmar begins? Orisahu, it's nightfall. I mean, once the night sets in, that's the first Mishmar. You don't have to have another Siman of the Chamor Noah. The Sof Mishmaros Kachashiv is referring to the conclusion of each Mishmar. So Sof Mishmar Acharon Olamali Simana. Why do you have to have a Siman when the last Mishmar completes itself, Yamamu, that means it's at daytime. When the sun rises, that's the siman. You don't need another siman that when the Ish is Mithaparis and Baila. So the Gemara says, Ella, Chashiv Lesof Mishmar Rishona, he really calculates the end of the first month, which is also the beginning of the second month. He calculates Tchilas Mishmar Achorna, the beginning of the last Mishmar, and Emtsos Demtsoisa Chatzos, the middle of the middle one. So that doesn't have an indicator. It's not when the night begins and when the night ends. It's in the end of the first Mishmar, the middle of the middle Mishmar, and the beginning of the last Mishmar. That's why you need three different Simanim. That's the first suggestion. Ibar Seima, alternatively, Kula Sof Mishmaros Kachashiv. He's referring to the end of each of the Mishmaros. So why do you need a Siman for the end of the last Mishmar? That isn't that when the sun rises? The Chitaim, if you're going to tell me Achrona Lotzarech, the last one doesn't require Siman, Lamai Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina of having the Isha Mitzaparis and Baila? The Gemara tells us it's relevant, Lemikre Kriyashma Laman Degani Bebeis Asa, to tell a person when he should recite Shema if he's in a house that's dark. There's no sun coming in. So Lo Yoda's Man Kriyashma, he doesn't know when Shema is. He lives in a basement where there are no windows. So how is he supposed to know when it's time to recite Shema? Amos, he doesn't know when it is. Kaven the Ishim is a Paris and Baila. Once his wife begins to talk to him, Petinok Yonik Mishayimon, the child begins to nurse, Lekam Velikri, that's the simon that he should get up. It's his man, it's Boker, he should recite Shema. Gemara now says further on this topic, Amr of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Mishmei Derav, Shalosh Mishmaros Havei Laila, the Laila consists of three different Mishmaros, V'yakol Mishmar Mishmar, each one, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shog V'Kari, he screams out like a lion, V'Omer, and he says, Oy Labanim Shabavnoseim Hecharavti Es Beisi, woe to my children, Bnei Israel, because through their sins they caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, V'Serafti Es Hechali, it burned, V'Iglesim Labeinu Umos HaOlam, and now they've been exiled throughout the nations of the world. So Tani, the Braisa tells us that Amar Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi says, Pam achas one time, Hayis mehalich bederch. I was traveling along the way, v'nechnasni l'churba achas mechurbos Yushalayim l'ispala. I entered into one of the ruins of the cities of Yushalayim. And Ba'i Eliyahu Zachlut of Eliyahu came and appeared to me, and he says, v'shamar li al Pesach, he waited for me outside the entranceway, ad shesiyamti tefilat until I finished davening. So la'achar shesiyamti, after I conclude my tefillah, tefillasi amrali, he says to me, shalom alecha Rebbe. He says to me, shalom alecha Rebbe, and I responded back, v'amarati lo, I said to Eliyahu, shalom alecha Rebbe umori, my Rebbe and my teacher, Eliyahu Novi. V'amarali, he says to me, b'ni, mitmei ma nechnasta l'churbazu, why do you enter into these ruins? Amarati lo, I explained to him, lispala, I need to daven, zman tefillah. V'amarali, he says to me, hayalecha lispala, but there chushiv daven on the path, on the street, not in the churba. I said to him, Misyare Haisi Shema Yafsiku bi Obedrachma. I thought perhaps I'd be distracted by the people traveling. Vamrali says to me, Hayala Lechala Hispala Tfila Ktari. You should have davened a very short Tfila, which Machlok can show him what type of Tfila it was, but Rashid Havinenu. We'll learn in Daf Chavtes Havinenu that in a bridged form of Shemun Esrei, you should have davened a very short bridge. As a side point, the Marat Chiyas asks the question back. We know that the din is lo b'shamayimi. Navi, Eliyahu Navi, he didn't live anymore. He was a malach. He came back and forth. So they ask the question all over Shas. Whenever we see Eliyahu Navi to present the Psak Halacha, we always say, lo b'shamayimi. We can't trust Eliyahu. So who's Eliyahu Navi to do? Come down and tell Rabbi Yossi what he's doing right, what he's doing wrong. Rabbi Yossi was, but he was in this world. Rabbi Yossi made his own Psak. So what's Eliyahu Navi telling him what to do? Lo b'shamayimi. So he answered, when Eliyahu provides a reason, then we would be able to trust even that which comes through a nevuah. So since he told us the reason why, we'll see why the reasons are in just a moment, but once a reason is provided, that would be an exception where you can accept a psak from Eliyahu Navi. There are other instances as well where Eliyahu Navi, we do trust a psak. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that talks about whether or not fish are allowed to be, fish can be used for tilim. And the Gemara says, well, maybe you shouldn't use it because it smells bad, or maybe you can use it. And they ask Eliyahu Navi, he says, you can't use it because it smells bad. So he asked the question, so how can you trust Eliyahu Navi? Lo b'shamayim. So the Marat Chiyas, I think, there also answers, because it wasn't a question of psak, it was a question of metzias, whether fish skin smells bad or doesn't smell bad. That's a metzias question, not a halacha question. So he said, it smells bad, and the result is you can't use it as tchilim. But it wasn't a psak, it was a question of metzias, what existed. So we have occasions where we do trust Eliyahu Navi in terms of psak halacha. The Gemara then says, "V'osasha." That moment, "Lamadti mibmeni shlosha dvarim." I learned three halachas from Eliyahu Navi. Number one, "Lamadti she'ein nechnasim l'churba." One should not enter into the ruins, into a building that's been destroyed. "Lamadti she'mispalim." I understood you should daven baderech. You could daven along the way. It's a tefillah katzara. And number three, I learned v'lamadu tishim hamispalal b'derech mispalal tefila k'tara. So one is you could daven on the derech, and number two is when you do daven b'derech, it should be a tefila k'tara. These are the three different halachas I learned. So Amar li Eliyahu said to me further, Bini, my son, ma kol shemate b'chur b'zu. So once you're in there, what did you hear? Did you hear any sounds, any voices? So Amar ti lo, I said to him, shemati bas kol shemenahemes kayone v'omeres. I heard a voice that sounded like a dove that was saying, oy labanim, woe to my children, shabavonosem hecharapti, es beiti v'charapti, es hechali, v'gleisim levein ha'umos. I heard them saying, my children's sins caused the destruction, the burden of Beit HaMikdash, and to be stuck in Galus. So Amri Liya, so I said, Eliyahu says to me, Chayecha v'chayroshcha, your life and the life of your head, lo shazu bavad omeres kach. It's not only that moment where you entered in where that bas kol makes this announcement, ela b'chol yom v'yom shalosh pamim omeres kach. Every single day, three times a day, you hear this bas kol announce this oy lehem, and so on. So lo zu bavad, ela b'chol shah sheyisrael nechnasim lebatei knesios, lebatei medreshos. He says further, whenever we enter into a shul or beis medresh, v'onim yehei shmei hagadol mivarach, slightly different gears than we have. When you say those words, yehei shmei gadol hamivarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menaneh roshu, he nods his head, v'omer ashrei hamelech shemekalsin oso bevei beis okach, what a shevach gadol that I have, that my people are saying my name should be complete. Why did I send him out into Galus? So woe to them that they left the table of their father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a very interesting closer on the side here. He has Pshat, what meaning Yeheshmei Rabbah. So there's a subtle point here, whether Yeheshmei Rabbah is one bracha or two brachas, but one of the Pshatim he writes is Yeheshmei Rabbah is that the shame of Hashem should be complete. We know it says in the Pasuk by Amalek that once Amalek still exists in the world, Hashem's name is incomplete. It says, Ki yad al kes ka. So he's missing, the name isn't full. So when it says, Yehei Shmei Rabbah, the name should be full, we should have the full name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's one shot. But then he writes in the bottom of Tosos, the second half of Tosos, he writes, if you take a look, it says, Gam Asher Omrim. It's around more than halfway down the Tosos, the word begin Hagadol Mivarach, that line. It says, Gam Asher Omrim, that which we say Ha'olam, Lechach Omrim, Kaddish B'Lashon Aramis. Why do we say Kaddish in Aramaic? The Fisha Tfila Na V'Shevach Gadolhu. It's the most beautiful, not the most, but it's a very beautiful Tfila. Al-Kainer Nitzkam B'Lashon Targum. They establish it to be in Targum, Shelo Yavinu HaMalachim, so the Malachim shouldn't understand, the Malachim don't understand Targum. They would be jealous of us if they see such a beautiful tefillah. We don't want them to be jealous of us because then they could start hurting us, whatever that means. Satozin said, I don't like that pshat. It's not because the malachim won't understand. The reason why it's in Aramaic is Sharei kama tefillos yafo shem b'loshen ivri. There are many beautiful tefillos that are in Hebrew. So elanira kidarmina b'sof sot daf memtes ein ha'olam miskaim ela asidra dekudushasa. The world is maintained through the Kaddish we say, the Basar Gat, after a person gives a Shir, a Drasha, we say the Kaddish after, that's a very hush of Kaddish. Shayu Ragilim Lomer Kaddish Achar Drasha. Visham Hayu Amiharatas. Many Amiharatas would come to a Shir. They wouldn't understand Hebrew. So that's why they made it. Lechach Tichnu B'Lashon Targum. They wrote it in Aramaic so the people should understand it. Shayu Kol Mevinin Shazehu Loshonim. But not because to make the, to avoid the Malachim from being jealous. Because we wanted the people to understand this beautiful tefillah that we would say after the Drasha. Back inside the Gemara now. Gemara now says, going on this story here, the last two lines of the Amud here, Tanya Rabbanan. The Braisa teaches us that Mipnei Shlosha Devarim Ein Nichnasin L'Churba. There's three different reasons why one should not enter into these ruins. One is Mipnei Chshad. A person is going to think you're going to such a place for Znus. That's where the Zonos would hang out. Second reason is Mipnei Mapolos. It might fall down. It's a dangerous. Who knows? No one's been checking the building whether or not it's a safe building to go into. And number three is Mipnei Hamazikin, because that's where the Shadim hang out. So it's spiritually dangerous. So there's Znus, there's Mapolas, and there's Mazikin. So the Gemara says, Mipnei Chashad, because the Chashad of Znus, but Tevigle Mishim Mapolas. Why do you need three different reasons? Why are you adding a Svara of Znus? Shouldn't it be sufficient because of Mapolas? Shouldn't that be enough of a reason? So the Gemara says, it's talking about a case of the Chadasi. Let's say the brand new Churba that was built new, but Rashi says here, the Chadasi says, Shenafla Mechadash, Shechoma Shalom Nafla Vo Denim Bechazakasa. In other words, if it's a brand new churba that the walls fell recently, So there's no concern of it falling anymore because it already fell, and so therefore the only concern is znus. That's why you have to have a second reason of znus. So tefiklei mishum mazikin. Why not say it's a reason of mazikin? The shadim are hanging out there. So why do you have to have again? Why do you have to have three reasons? Shouldn't it be enough to have mazikin? Why do you have to have say mapolis and znus? Mazikin would be enough of a reason for us not to go there. So Gemara says in the case of betray, if two people enter in, so apparently mazikin don't start with two people. So if you go two people, so the mazikin isn't a relevant problem, but still there would be a problem of znus and there'd be a problem of mapolis. So then the Gemara says e betray, so if there's two people coming in there, chashad nami leka. So there's no chashad of znus anymore. Only if it's one person going in there, but if two men are going in there, there's no chashad of znus anymore, and there's no chashad of mazikin anymore either. So Gemara says not true. Betray u pritze. If the two men are prutim, so then they have they're not tanua, they don't care. So then even by two men, there's a chashash of chashad as well. So then the Gemara says, why after the case of mipnei mapolis? Why is it the concern of the building crumbling down? Why is that a needed reason? We already have tepeglei. Why don't you learn out mishum chashad mazikin? We already established that two reasons are necessary. Mazikin is one concern, and chashad mizunus is another concern. Why is there a need for a third reason of mapolis? That's completely superfluous. So Gemara says, betray ksheir. Let's say two people go in, and they're kosher people. They're two rabbanim go in. So two means there's no concern of mazikin, and if they're ksheirim, there's no concern of znus either. So that's why you have to have a third reason, even for two ksheirim, two tzaddikim who go in, that you need a concern, because mapolis is still dangerous, lest the churva come crumbling down. The Gemara says, okay, let's go back to the other reason, mipnei mazikin. So now we established mapolis is necessary, we understand how chashad is necessary. But why do you have to have mazikin? Why? That's a third unnecessary reason. Tepiklei mipnei chashad mapolis. Those are already two very good reasons we have. A third reason of mazikin is also unnecessary. And the Gemara says, b'churba chadase. If it's a brand new churba, so, you know, meaning it just no one lives anymore, but it's built well, so there's no chashash of it falling down. Mapolis is unnecessary. Who betray b'ksheir and two people who are kosher people, when they go in, there's no concern of mazikin, and there's no concern of ksheir. Wait a second. Two, e betray, mazikin amileka. We said before, if two men enter in, mazikin isn't concerned. So now, again, it's a brand new churba, there's no concern of mapolis. Two people, there's no concern of mazikin, and ksheir, there's no concern of chashad. So we just knocked out the reason, we don't need to have a reason of mazikin anymore. And the Gemara says, no, b'mokum chayshinam. There's certain places, even though normally two people going into an area, there's no chashash and mazikin, if you go to a place that's known to have mazikin and shadim hanging out, then it would even be a concern with two people. So it's a place that was a mitsuyin, where a shadim were mitsuyin, even two people are going to be vulnerable to the dangers of the shadim. Gemara then says, the Ibai Zem, alternatively, li'olam b'chad u'b'chur b'chadasi. Really even one person who enters into a chur b'chadasi, a brand new building that's been left alone, the kai b'davar, if it's in the sada, in the field, which is outside the city, hasam mishum chashad leka. There's no concern of chashad. The zonos don't hang out in the sada. They'll hang out in places in the city that are abandoned, but they're not going to hang out in a place out in the midbar. That's too far away. That's even scary for the zonos. So in the midbar, there's no concern, in the sa'ad of Vidabra, there's no concern of chashad of iznus. And the ha'isha b'davra lo shichi, women don't hang out in the fields. U'mishim mazikin ika, but there is still a concern of mazikin. So that would be another situation whereby you would need the additional svara of mazikin. So what comes out is there are three different svaras of why one shouldn't go into churva, again, chashad, mazikin, and of mapolis. Gemara now returns back to the conversation about the mishmaros balayla. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us that Arba Mishmaros Havei Laila. The nighttime is broken up into four different components, 3 hours each. That's Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Nassim Omer Shalosh is really broken up into three different groupings, which are 4 hours each according to Rebbe Nassim. So Gemara wants to know, my time at Rebbe Nassim. Why does Rebbe Nassim think that there are three different Mishmaros Balaila? The Pasuk says in Shoftim, Vayavo Gidon Umea Ish Asher Ito B'Kseh HaMachana. Gidon and his 100 soldiers came to the end of the camp. Rosh HaShmares HaTichona. They came to the beginning of the middle Tichona. Now the middle, we only know odd numbers have a middle. Even numbers don't have a middle. Four, there's no middle number. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. But odd number 3 has a middle. Number 2 is a Tichona. So it says Tichona, that means it's the middle. That means there is an odd number. There are a total of 3 Mishmaros. So they entered into the camp, the beginning of the middle Mishmar. That means there are 3. That's the Raya for Rabbi Nassim. The Tana ain't tichone ella sheish lefaneh ulacharev. There can only be a middle if there's one before and there's one after. But if it's four, that's an even number, there is no middle. So that's his right. Rebbe responds back, Rebbe who holds that there are really four mishmaros, he says, my tichone, when he said he got to the camp of at the tichone, the middle mishmar, he was referring to tichone shebi tichonos, the middle of the middle. When you have four, so you really have two middle ones. Two and three, those are both middle ones. Those are tichona. So he got to the camp during one of those middle ones, tichona shebi tichonos. To which Rabbi Nassim responds back, well, miksiv tichona shebi tichonos. Does it say one of the middle ones? No. Ha ticha, it says tichonos. One mishmar, not two mishmaros, not one of two. And therefore Rabbi Nassim does not like the response back of Rabbi. So my time as Rabbi, what was motivating Rabbi to conclude that there were, in fact, four mishmaros? So he says, I'm a Rebbe Zrika, I'm a Rebbe Ami, I'm a Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Kos of Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Chatzos Laila, Akum Lehodos Lach, Amishpatei Tzidkecha, David HaMelech, that I wake up in Chatzos in the middle of the night, midnight, to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu to thank him. The Ksiv Echad Omer, another pasuk says, Kidmu Enei Ashmurus. I came, I woke up early before Ashmurus. So Chatzos in the middle of the night. What we're saying here in the second pasuk is, when I woke up at midnight, there were two more Mishmaros to come, which means that there are a total of four. That's right. Between two and three, it's chatzos. So how does it work? Arba mishmaros havar laila. There are four mishmaros. He would get up at chatzos, and there was three and four left over. Kidmu einei ashmaros. Sorry. That there are again. We woke up at chatzos, which is midnight, and then when he woke up, he said in a different pasuk, kidmu einei. My eyes got up early with ashmaros, with two more mishmaros to come, two full mishmaros. So it only makes sense that there are a total of four with midnight in the middle, slashes between two and three. Between two and three, he wakes up with three and four remaining. Those are the final two Ashmiros. That's how Rebbe knows that there are four total Mishmaros. Rebbe Nassim's response back is, Rebbe Nassim Savarlak, Rebbe Yeshua. Who's Rebbe Yeshua? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, we're going to learn in a few days from today, that when's the last time you could say Shema B'Shachris? What's the latest man? Rebbe Yeshua Omer Ad Shalosh Shos. Until 3 hours of the day, which really means until the second hour completes, leading into the third hour of the day. Why is that this man? Because Shekain Derech Mlochem La'amod B'Shalosh Shos, the kings would wake up. Because the time you're supposed to say Shema in the morning is B'Shavcha Uv Kumecha, when you get up. So you and I wake up early in the morning, we have to go work. But the king has no place to go, so he wakes up later in the day. He's got 3 hours to wake up, he's got nothing rushing him. No one's telling him what to do. So we have 3 hours, but Kumecha is still considered waking up. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara now calculates as follows. That shift delayla, there's 6 hours of the night. So when you wake up at midnight, assuming everything 6 to 6, 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. is sunrise, so 6 to 6, you wake up at midnight at 12 a.m., so you have 6 hours until the morning, so that's 6. And he says, shift delayla, 6 hours of the remaining part of the layla of when David wakes up, the o tarti, vitarti, the imama, and 2 more hours of the day, havalu, that's a total of 8 hours. That's shte mishmaros. That's two mishmaros, because 8 hours is it's 2 mishmaros of the layla. Right, the way it works is, again, 6 hours of the night plus 2 hours in the morning. So the night time is 6 hours. So 6 hours is 3 and 3. Those are the value of two different mishmaros. So that's what it means. He woke up of Kidmu. He woke up in the middle of the night. Not to say that there were three full, there were two full mishmaros. Again, Rabbi Nassim holds that if you woke up at midnight, there's 6 hours left. He holds each mishmar is a total of 4 hours, right? That's what he holds, 4 hours. So when he says he has shnei ashmuros left in the night, he gets 6 hours of the night, Lila, plus 2 hours of the day, that's 8 hours. So the 8 hours is the equivalent of 2 4-hour mishmaros. Even though the mishmar is only 1.5 left for Rabbi Nassim, because again, just everyone clear on the calculation, Rabbi Nassim holds that there are 3 mishmaros. Each mishmar is 4 hours. So he wakes up in Chatzos, David Melch is waking up in the middle of the second one, the second mishmar for him. So he has 2 hours left of one mishmar, and another 4 hours of the final mishmar. That's 6 hours, but then there are 2 more hours of the daytime till the end of the Zman Shema. So that's a total of 8 hours. 8 hours is the equivalent of two 4-hour times. So it equals 2 mishmaros. That's what it means when I wake up in the night, I have another 8 hours till other kings wake up, which is the equivalent of 2 ashmaros. Even though in actuality it's not 2 full mishmaros, because you're including 2 hours of the day, it's the equivalent of 2 mishmaros. That's what he had meant. So then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, no, mishmaros apalga, nami mishmaros karilu. Forget the daytime calculation. According to Rabbi Nassim, you wake up midnight, so apparently you've got 1.5 mishmaros left. 2 hours, and another 4 hours of the final mishmar. For Rabbi Nassim, that's only 1.5 more mishmaros left. But for him, when you say 1.5, that rounds up to 2 mishmaros, so you could still speak of ashvaros, even though in actuality it's 1.5, it still can be referred to as 2 ashvaros. Okay, continuing the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Shuben Levi. Ein omrim b'fnei ha-meis, ela dvar shel meis. You can only speak in front of the meis, matters about the meis. So what does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, he comes to qualify this and say, lo amrun ela b'divrei Torah. It's only true of divrei Torah, aval mile da'alma leslein bab. What it means is you can't speak divrei Torah in front of the meis. It's lord of the rush. It's making fun that I can learn and you can't learn. Unless the dvar Torah has what to do with the meis, you can't speak divrei Torah. But when it comes to mile da'alma, just stop talking about the Yankees, the Mets, that's mile da'alma, that you're allowed to speak in front of the meis because that doesn't bother him so much. Ikadami, others say, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, lo Amar Ne'ela, afilu b'divrei Torah. You can't even speak divrei Torah, the kol shkein mile da'alma. We conclude you can't say anything. Needless to say, maybe Dvar Torah, maybe you could talk to say that in front of the meis. The Gemara says you can't say that. And Kavah Chomer, you shouldn't speak about the Yankees or Mets or any other nonsense. You should not speak at all in front of the mace. It should be completely quiet in the presence of the mace, unless it has to do with the Hesped, which speaks about the Shvachim of the mace. Back to now the Indian waking up at nighttime. The Gemara tells us, a well-known Gemara, the David, the Pagad, the Leila, Havakai, is it true that David and Melch would wake up in the middle of the night at midnight? Is that really true? May Orsa Havakai, wouldn't he wake up in the beginning of the night from the Tchilas Leila he'd wake up? It says in the pasuk, "Kedichsev, kidamti v'neshev v'ashaveya." I woke up a neshev v'ashaveya, and I davened Hashem. Umay dahai. So the word neshev means nighttime, the beginning of the night, not chatzos. Umay dahai neshev ursahu. Who says neshev means nighttime? Dichsev v'neshev v'erev yom v'ishan laila v'afela. The stiffness pasuk here that neshev means the beginning of the evening. So Gemara says further that. Amar Rabbi Osha, Amar Rabbi Acha, Hachik Amar. What we meant to say is, May Olam lo over alai chatzos laila b'shena. Yes, he'd wake up in the beginning of the nighttime. He wouldn't wake up b'chatzos. It means he would remain awake b'chatzos. He wouldn't let sleep come upon him b'chatzos. Rabbi Zeir Amar, as follows. Ad chatzos laila hayam esnam neim kusus. He would, until night, he would kind of doze off. Nim v'nim nim, v'lo near v'lo near. He'd be kind of in and out to chatzos. After chatzos, hayam is gaber kari. He wake up like a lion, really, really strong. Rav Ashi says the third shot is ad chatzos laila haya osik b'divrei Torah into chatzos. He would be learning Torah. From that point on, b'shir fitish brachos, he's daven from chatzos and on. So Gemara says, really, is that true? Neshev orso. We said before, a pasuk that neshev means nighttime. Ha neshev tafru. I'm going to bring a pasuk to Shmuel Aleph that neshev means daytime, not nighttime. It says in the pasuk, "Vayakim David me'aneshev v'ad ha'erev l'machrosam," that David had killed the army from Neshev from the morning until ad ha'erev. So in contrast to erev, Neshev clearly means boker. So how can you say Neshev above means erev? So my lav mitzafra v'ad lies. Does it not mean from morning until evening? So clearly Neshev means in the morning, not night. Or it says lo me'orsad orso. He means from more night to night. He'd fight them from night to night. But Neshev ad erev means night to night. That's the case. If Neshev is synonymous to nighttime, so lichtov me Neshev ad Neshev or me ha'erev ad ha'erev. Why does it switch from Neshev to Erev if it really means the same thing as Erev? So Ela Amar Rava, Rava says trei nishvei havu. The really Neshev means two. It means the same. It means two different things. Sometimes Neshev means laila vasi yamama, and sometimes Neshev means yamama vasi laila. It means the changing of the zman from the day to the night and from the night to the day. Neshev represents the changing over of the day to night or the night to day, and therefore it's interchangeable depending on the context. So then the Gemara asks a very important question. So David, mihava yada palga de leilaimas? David really knew when exactly chatzos was, when midnight was? Hashta Moshe bein lahava yada. Moshe was greater than David. He didn't know what chatzos was. How do we know Moshe didn't know? The Chassid says in the pasuk to Paro, and coming up in the next couple of parshios, Kachatzos halayla and yotze b'soch Mitzrayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to come kachatzos, around chatzos time. He's going to come to infuse Makas Bechoros. My kachatzos, what do you mean kachatzos? Ilayim adamar lo kitshabruchu kachatzos. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I'm going to come kachatzos, around chatzos time, approximately, mi'ika sveika kamishmaya. Is there a suffix in Shemayim when chatzos is? Hashem said kachatzos? No, of course the Kodesh Baruch Hu knew when chatzos was. So it must be ela amar lo Bachatzos, Hashem said, I'm coming Bachatzos. But also, but Moshe said back to Paro, Amar Kachatzos, because Moshe didn't know exactly when Chatzos was. So he said Kachatzos, Amar Masafkele. So Moshe didn't know when Chatzos was, so he said Kachatzos. the David Havayada, David knew when Chatzos was. That's very hard to say that David knew more than Moshe Rabbeinu. So David Simanu Havayada, David had a simin. What was David simin? Damar Rav Acha Bar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Kino Hayat Kali Lemala B'Mitasa Shel David. There's a little harp, or maybe a big harp, hanging over the bed of David HaMelech. The Chayven Shegia Chatzos Laila, once Chatzos came, Baruach Tzvonis V'Noshev, a northern wind came and it played the harp. And that would be his alarm to wake him up. And Menagin Me'elav would play a song on its own. Miyad Ha'omed, he would jump up. V'osik B'Torah, Ad She'olam Nashach, until the morning, until the sun would rise. So that's how David knew. Not that he knew more than Moshe. He had an alarm set up in such a way that the Moshe did not have access to. And Kevin She'olah, Abu Nashach, once the sun had risen, Nichnasu Chachma Yisrael Etzel, all the Chacham would come to him. Amulo, they would say, David HaMelech, Adonai HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa, your nation needs Parnasa. Amulem, so David says, L'chu v'sparnish l'zem b'zeh, go feed them, give them what to eat. Amulo, eina komets masbiyat ha'ari. We don't, what a hand could fill can't fill the line up. They need a lot more than what we have. V'ein ha'bor mismalim mechul yasa. When you dig up a bore, you try to put the dirt back in, it doesn't fill up. Something doesn't match up. It doesn't work. Amulem, he said, okay, l'chu pashu yidechem b'gedud. So go collect, go fight from the goyim, and go take parnasa from the goyim. Miyad Yoetzim Be'achitofel, he go advise himself Achitofel, V'mlochem B'Sanhedrin, he then advised with the Sanhedrin, V'Shu'alim B'Urim Atumim, and he'd ask Eitzah from the Urim Atumim. We'll stop here, and we'll continue B'Rit Hashem tomorrow.